Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland joins the rest of the world in observing World Malaria Day. Nagaland Public Service Commission declares result of Common Educational Service Examination 2023. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant urges students to be agents of change in protecting the environment and voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Nagaland today joined the rest of the world in observing World Malaria Day at Nagaland Civil Secretariat. The day was observed with calls for efforts to ensure malaria-free Nagaland. Principal Director, cum Mission Director for National Health Mission, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Dr. E. Mozatangpadan said the day is observed to reflect on the fight against malaria, a fight that Nagaland has embraced with unwavering commitment and community spirit. Padan said malaria has taken a toll on families, communities and the economy. He said that even in the face of such adversity, the state has shown resilience, determination and innovation in its efforts to control and ultimately eliminate malaria by 2030. Highlighting on the strides made by the state, Patton said districts like Mukuchung, Longleng and Zonapadom have made significant progress where no cases of malaria have been reported for the last 3 consecutive years and is preparing to achieve pre-elimination status. Further, the principal director urged the society to renew their commitment to this cause by innovating more community-centric approaches, investing in robust healthcare infrastructure, and implementing strategies that reach the most vulnerable. On the occasion, 2 best-performing accredited social health activists, Asha Kikrusi and Thamsir Jungla, while civilians workers Male Rovi and Tsisenyo under Kohima District were felicitated. Nagaland Public Service Commission has declared the results of the Common Educational Service Examination 2023. The Commission in a notification stated that the results can be accessed from the Commission's notice board and its website npesc.nagaland.gov.in. The Commission added that the viva voce for the selected candidates will begin from 17th of May onwards. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant urged students to be agents of change in protecting the environment. Speaking at a culmination program of deeper public engagement and consultation under the National Clean Air Program 2023-24, Ramnikant encouraged the students to incorporate habits to protect and create a sustainable and clean environment. The DC said the impacts of global warming can now be seen in our own cities with the erratic climate change and therefore advised everyone to be concerned about the causes of pollution and its impact. Extra Assistant Commissioner Dr. Riku Kutso said Kohima was in the list of 131 known attainment cities in India of air pollution. Kutso, while highlighting the programs and activities, said this was organized by the district administration in partnership with Zup Zup India to spread awareness of air pollution and sensitize the citizens on the need to improve the quality of air. Kutso said that young people can be very influential and therefore encourage the youths to address the threats and concern posed by pollution to take constructive measures. Preparations are in full swing for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, where voting will be held tomorrow. Elections will be held for 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats each of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. A total of 1,198 candidates from 13 states and union territories, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. This news comes to you from Akashwani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of alleged murder code of conduct violations by senior BJP leader Narendra Modi and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. ECI has sent letters to BJP President J.B. Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to seek response by 11 a.m. on 29th of this month. In the letters, ECI has directed that all star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. In their complaints, Congress, CPI and CPIM had raised objections on the speech made by senior BJP leader Narendra Modi during his election speech in Baswara, Rajasthan. While in their complaint, BJP had raised objection on the election speech made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi at Kottayam in Kerala. Kohima District Petroleum Dealers Association, KDPDA, has informed that all petroleum outlets in Kohima will be closed on 26th April. The KDPDA said the closure has been called in support of the Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industries, KCCI, call for closure of business establishments on April 26 from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. in protest against unabated taxation intimidations faced by the business establishments. KDPDA President Tejasele Japu Sekose has asked all retail petroleum outlets under Kohima to close down their establishments from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. in solidarity with the KCCI. Additional Deputy Commissioner Futsaro Moa Kamzak Zutir has ordered a ban on import of pigs to Futsaro from surrounding villages and other subdivisions. The ADC said this has been necessitated as a precautionary measure in the interest of public health, as there has been reported death of pigs due to swine flu in villages adjacent to Futsaro town and other subdivisions. The ADC also directed all wards, GPs, to monitor the slaughter and sale of pork in their respective wards and ensure only healthy pigs are slaughtered for public consumption. The 2.77 meters coriander plant, which was planted by Ilopemo Eri in his kitchen garden at New Walker Village, passed its first phase of the Guinness World Record process. The evidence verification was done today by various departments in Walker, including the District Administration, Department of Horticulture, Department of Agriculture, Krishi Vikyan Kendra, and Land Records and Survey. The plant will now undergo its second phase for the Guinness World Record process. Along with the rest of the nation, the second quarterly National Lok Adalat for 2024 will be observed in all the district headquarters on 11th May. The Lok Adalats will be observed under the aegis of Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, and 11 Lok Adalat benches will be set up by the District Legal Services Authority. Lok Adalat and alternative dispute redressal mechanisms and a forum where disputes and cases pending in the court of law or at pre-litigation stage are settled and compromised amicably. Lok Adalats have been given statutory status under the Legal Services Authorities Act 1987. Under the said Act, the decision made by the Lok Adalats is deemed to be a verdict of a civil court and is final and binding on all parties, and no appeal against such a decision lies before any court of law. There is no court fee payable when a matter is filed in a Lok Adalat. If a matter pending in a court of law is referred to the Lok Adalat and is settled subsequently, the court fee originally paid in a court on the complaints of petition is also refunded back to the parties. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Nagaland joins the rest of the world in observing World Malaria Day. Nagaland Public Service Commission declares the result of Common Educational Service Examination 2023. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant urges students to be agents of change in protecting the environment and voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.